No, really, what are friends for? Friends are for my best friend and co-host, Paula B. Sastry, coming back to town. Welcome back, Paula B.
He's back, baby. I was going to say friends are for doing real life trading spaces, you know, because you lived in my house while I was gone.
Oh, you didn't live in my house. Well, have you? I guess you've been in my house a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. We've done that before, but you know, this is like a next level. And like, I would check in with you. And I think that's honestly,
wait. Pause. Wait. You checked in with me? No, you didn't.
No. Well, we'll get to that, but, we'll get to that. You're right. I felt like the fangs came out just then. It was like, you didn't check in with me. You're right. I didn't.
There's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot. No, but like, I think something about you being at my house really felt comforting to me.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
And like, I remember I did see you, like you pulled a dress out of my closet. I was like, I know that dress. And then it didn't even calculate to me. Like, I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, she's wearing my dress. But I was just like, oh yeah, she's in my house. And like, it just felt very normal to me, honestly.
Well, it was a very generous offer to house sit for you while you were away making magic happen in Oklahoma with your film.
Did we reach that moment where like, I know we definitely refer to each other as family, but like, I don't know, this felt like next level sort of trust. I just had no worries. I felt like, and we'll get to the part about where we didn't talk very much.
Well, it was really nice to meet up with Hari and Meenakshi and your mom. Mm-hmm. And then also it was so wonderful to have the space since we have a condo. We don't have like a real house like you guys do. My parents were able to come for Thanksgiving and we were able to host them there and have a lot of space. So your generosity expanded to them. Did you like the gift they left you?
Oh, it was so sweet. And all the poinsettias around the house. I'm just like, oh, they were definitely here. Because like, I just don't think to like, you know, Christmas is like a reminder to me. I'm like, oh yeah, it's that time of year where like you buy things that are for this time of year. Like it's a reminder for me because like we don't celebrate Christmas in the same way for the same reasons. Right. So like, oh, okay. Now it's that time of year. So there's,
do you like poinsettias?
No, I think they're pretty. It's just, I kill everything. So I'm just like, oh, it's only a matter of time before these things die.
Speaking of, did we kill all your plants?
I thought I did. I came home and I was just like, I'm sure this is because I just left them and gave nobody instructions to do anything.
No, it was on the refrigerator. Please water the plants.
Oh, well, and that wasn't me.
We did our best.
The nice one in my office is still alive. And that's really all I care about.
Yes. That was the one we all cared about as well.
I just want to like hit it home. I really was just like, it was very normal to me and comfortable to me that you guys were here. And I didn't even clock it. Like we had a catch up for a WAF a couple of weeks ago while I was at my parents' place in Texas. And you were in my office, like using my office, having the meeting from my office. But I literally didn't even clock it until the end thinking, oh yeah, that's my office in my house.
That's my seat.
It was just fine. I don't know. It felt very fine. That's why I don't think of it as me being generous. I just think it's normal.
I'm so glad you think it's normal because we'll house it anytime. Despite me forgetting to put all the child proofing back, despite me not putting Meenakshi's bedroom back to normal, despite me, I had to go back because I forgot to clean the refrigerator. I won't blame Philip for that. I just won't. But I came back to clean the refrigerator because that task didn't get done. And then Mercedes learned how to crawl there. It was a lot of good memories too. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in a position or in a moment in my life where I was this consumed and overwhelmed and like completely at capacity to the point where I just told myself, I was like, I need to ask for Gabrielle's forgiveness for being absent for 3 months because I literally can't do it right now. Like, I literally couldn't do it. And I know that's not an excuse because we're trying to preach this thing here, not preach it, but like trying to walk this walk of like, be that person that reaches out, be the person that checks in. And I'm usually really good about that, but I don't know, man, it was like the best time of my life, but that like the hardest thing I've ever done. And I just couldn't do it. And I feel like I needed to apologize to you for not being there for you during this time where you're being a new mom. And I don't know. Wow. I really do feel terrible.
You genuinely feel terrible?
I really feel terrible. I thought about it often and I still didn't know what to do about it because I couldn't bring the band. I couldn't wrap my brain around what to do about it.
If you felt really bad about it, by the way, you're forgiven. But I want to unpack it a little bit because this is a dynamic of friendship that we don't brag about, or maybe we can still brag about that this also happens, because I didn't feel neglected. I'll tell you that. I missed you, but I was also very stubborn to still be to hold my status of being the non-complicated friend. But there was a lot of things like I didn't need you for. There was a lot of things that I did reach out to other friends for, as well as Pallavi, you've worked really hard to get to this moment of your career, and you've waited for this part of your career. You had some stuff that held you back, and I think that's very relatable. I just want to let you know, I received your radio silence, not as ghosting. It was radio silent, and there came with a warning on it. There came with the need to let you have that space, because I think there are other friendships that you have vented to me about that have different kind of demands and needs. And I don't think I really needed that. I don't think I did, but I did still miss you.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm implying, because I think that's what's great. And by the way, Hari did mention to me a couple of times that, like, you mentioned to him that you were trying not to reach out to me.
Tell that bitch to call me back. Tell that bitch to text me. Hi.
We'll get to that part too, because that's where I'm having FOMO, is like, all of a sudden you want to be friends with my husband.
Yes, that is a new chapter in the saga.
I was like, where did this come from? Now I'm like jealous of my husband. I know you didn't need that. And that's what's great about this. But I think it's like, I felt very taken care of by you during this part, during this part of my first 6 months of being a mom and whatnot. It's just, I kind of felt like I dropped the ball. Not that you needed it, but it's just because I wanted to also show my gratitude for how well taken care of, I felt, by my friends. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I did, like, you know, I've seen you post about the postpartum anxiety, and I've seen you post about that. I'm just like, fuck, like I'm not a resource for her for that right now. Not that I need to be, but like, it's just, I wanted to be, and I didn't know how to do it.
Oh, that's what all that matters though, is if you want it to be. Our relationship is so rooted that there's a cactus. It's a lot of sustain. There's a lot of deep roots there. So I appreciate that. And we have tons to catch up on when we're back, maybe to normal in January. We'll see.
I know. But it's funny because, like, I would, and I got to give a hats off to a couple of friends too. Like, you know, you would text every so often. Kat Hennessy would text every so often. And so when I got back, I was like, no, it was like at the top of my list to make sure that, like, I prioritize Gabrielle.
Oh, okay. So let's prioritize me. My birthday's coming up.
Yes. Your birthday's coming up, and I'm planning your birthday. It's at my house.
When is it? Because right now, Philip and I are like at the peak of deadlines. And I hate my birthday for this reason. It's like, it's always the wrap up, like, oh shit, it's the holidays and I've got so much to do. And it's not even a procrastinating thing. It's just, I despise this part, this formula that I have to always weather. Can you just tell me when my birthday is so I show up? Cause I don't think Philip even knows.
Well, no, I texted him a little bit too. That's also my job, is to text him and let him know what's happening. Like, just like, this is what we're doing.
That's a very good friend. You're making up for all of the staying away. Just get Philip there. Poor guy, man. He's got this Christmas concert to do all by himself, and it's like,
well,
I
gave
can't
us
help
windows
him.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, but you gave us windows, like a true type A, like a producer, like, you know, the both of you, you're very busy right now, so like, and it is a busy time of year for you both, so you gave us two windows. You said Saturday and Sunday I have these two windows open, so Saturday you're being pampered during that window, you will be driven to those places, and then on Sunday, you're arriving at my house, and during that window, and we're going to have a nice little happy hour with all of the pank drank. AKA Rosé.
So excited. I'm so excited someone else is doing it and I don't have to pout about it all by myself.
Yeah.
Thank you, friend.
You're welcome.
Insta friends are reality.
I want to talk about your pattern while you were away. Like, how many times a week did you think, oh, I'm letting my friend down?
There were a couple of times. And this is where I think social media maybe did, like, either it was like a good thing and it was a double-edged sword, because like I saw a couple of times where you posted something and I was just like, oh shit. Like, I didn't know. I should reach out about that. Or oh, Susie Cabea is in town and I really want to be there. Like, you know, like, you know, like those, I think it was just like, that was my tool to just see what was going on with you. Because like, I would look at social media like 3 times a day, once on the way, like in the shuttle on the way to the set. And then once during lunch break. And then once again, at like 1 in the morning after I got home,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and because we have so much activity with each other, you're literally the first of at the top of my list every time. So like at the stories, you know what I mean? So I did see what was going on in that way. So every time I saw something that felt like it was meaningful or whatnot, I was just like, fuck, I don't have time to talk to her about that shit. I like, you know,
there were some times when Philip and I get really busy or whenever Philip would want to talk. Philip is like a encyclopedia, like the old school Britannicus encyclopedias in the living room. Like he knows everything. Like one of those people, like there's a podcast, like, how do you know that? Like he needs to go on that show. So I made a list on my notes, like things to tell Merk while she was in the womb. Like he would just talk to her about fireflies and how they're get their electricity and like, just like all of this stuff. Like he just knew stuff. And so a hack that I would recommend to all our friends when we get really busy in the season, you're like, oh, I should talk to them about that. Just write it down and make a list on your phone. So then when you catch up, you'll be like, oh, this is all that you could just unpack and unload. I don't know.
That's a good one. Actually, that's a good friend hack. That should be in the blog for this episode. Cause I'm a good list maker, but that is not a list I have made before.
That might be like also like a fun list because in my iCal, I have all these color coded, you know, genres of things
same,
to do.
Yeah.
And I had this in my planner in college before iPhones even existed. Fun, happiness, yay. And it was always, it's called fun, happiness, yay. And it's literally like a aqua color. That's my fun happiness color. It's like, yay, fun. And I never wear that color, which shows how serious I am all the time. And, you know, like task master I am all the time. But like that color is such a different color of energy for me that it used to be my Sharpie color. Like, you know, when you got like the 30 color Sharpie thing and I would color code my planner in college. But now I changed it into my iCal and it's fun happiness, yay. And so you should make a fun happiness, yay list. Holiday.
That's a good idea. Cause my reminders app in my iPhone is all color coordinated that way as well.
Yeah.
So I have lists for different things.
No, really, Pallavi. I love diving deep into platonic love with you. It has really gotten me through this pandemic.
Same here, Gabrielle. And, you know, we are happily working so hard to produce this slay content for all of our listeners.
Yeah, that's why I'm so glad we joined Patreon.
Hey Patreon. Patreon is the opportunity for our listeners to get exclusive perks from us, all while supporting our podcast dreams.
What kind of perks, Pallavi?
Let me tell you about them perks, okay? Our Patreon page has tiers to choose from so you can pick the WAF perks that speak to you. For example, just for joining as a WAF friend, patrons automatically get access to the vodcast. Gabrielle, tell them what a vodcast is.
It's the video version of our podcast where you can see us and our guest friends interviewed on camera. And wait for it, it's only $2 a month.
Yes, it gets better. We are also offering the option to join us for a monthly WAF live show and Q&A.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So they can ask us about anything.
Not only can they ask us anything, there's even a few tiers where they could come on and win a chance to meet our guest friends to ask them anything.
Slay, slay, slay. You know, I think what we're most proud of is that 10% of all proceeds from our Patreon page go to charity. So not only are we focusing on great content for you, we also get the opportunity to give back.
So you're saying that all you got to do to get these perks is join at patreon.com/WAFPodcast. That's W-A-F-F podcast. And that directly helps us keep making the show?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Because that's what friends are for. Now back to WAF. But I will say, again, I think this time, as you mentioned before, I've been waiting for this type of moment in my career for many, many years. And I knew I was ready for it. Uh-huh. But I also knew that there was like, you know, there was definitely like certain imposter syndrome things that were like starting to melt away slowly, but something I wanted to make sure that I focused on building up my confidence and getting rid of that part of that voice in my head, that imposter syndrome voice in my head. And I think like, you know, you've always been a really great proponent of getting rid of that. And there was a moment I did reach out to you. I said, I need you right now.
I was like, yes, I'm here. Oh, it was such good shit too.
Where like, I did not know in the middle of all of that. Cause I was also, it's not just the work part of it, the worked out part of it. It's the mom guilt part of it, where like I was away from my kid and I was juggling all of those emotions of mm-hmm. that. And here I am like, you know, having this like situation where I'm having to navigate not just my own feelings, but everybody's feelings that I'm their boss. You know what I mean? Like, and so that was like a new territory for me, where I was like, this is like a very much prove it to myself moment, you know, not just prove it to other people, because it didn't need, if, you know, if it becomes prove it to other people, then that means the situation got bigger than it needed to. And I didn't do my job. I did need you during that time. And you grew. I mean, I still did an emergency session with my therapist the next day to make sure I wasn't like, forget, like I wasn't neglecting any of the feelings that I was feeling. But up until I called you, because I had whatever that tumultuous like situation that was happening, I had only been talking to, as much as I love my colleagues, they're my colleagues, and they're just, they're in it. All of our best interest is the production, not me.
Uh-huh.
Right. So that's when I was like, I need Gabrielle.
Oh, thanks, dude. I totally know that list of people, another hack, you know, that list of people of you haven't talked to them in a while and you know that they're the specific person that can give you the specific honest feedback.
Yeah.
Whether it's controlled by you or not, because sometimes, you know, I mean, we've always talked about, do you want my advice or do you want me to listen? Do you want me to root for you, or do you want me to advocate for you, or do you want me to devil's advocate for you? I do think those lists are important in friendship too.
But I think my question to you though is like, do you find that I am one of those friends that calls you and is not wanting to, because like, I think it feels like I always want both. I always want to be validated for what I'm feeling, and then I'm ready to move on to the solution. Do you feel like I was fighting a solution? Did you feel like I didn't come to you for advice? I don't know. I felt like I was just venting in the moment. I just didn't want to take advantage of you, but it was good to talk to you about what I was going through.
Yeah. Did you have a question for me though?
Yeah, I did. I was, meaning that I asked it at the beginning and then I kept talking.
Sorry.
So my question to you is, do you feel like I am one of those people that actually isn't ready to hear advice though? Like,
no,
do you feel like for advice, or do you feel like I came to you to vent? I can't even remember.
You came for both. You came for both, and you heard both, and you said both. It was more vent. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more vent. And I said this to you on the phone. I felt like you needed an ego stroke too, because you don't get those often and you don't allow those often for yourself. I can even see it in your eyes right now, like how difficult it is for you to admit that. It had a lot to do with your appearance. It had a lot, you know, the situation. It had a lot to do with your body. You know, your body was involved. And, you know, I went to school for dance. So there's a certain part of my ego that is professional, you know, more exercised, and you and your past and your history, everything that I know about you, I mean, just makes Paula be who she is today. And it's always evolving. And so I wanted to also be there for you to stroke your ego for a little bit, just for a little bit.
Thanks.
Because you're a very, very beautiful person inside and out.
I do love compliments.
I
even
know
it's hard for
you
to take,
but
them.
You laugh about it. You laugh it off. And that actually kind of annoys me a little bit now.
I know
now
it
that
does.
I know you
I don't
this
know.
Long. Now that I've talked to you this long over a podcast, please stop. 2022.
What if
maybe.
I'm laughing because I don't want it, but because I'm just like enjoying it. Like, well, that's, what if that's part of the laughter? I'm like,
maybe
I'm blushing.
Okay, fine. I just know how brave and like magnanimous you are. And you do that. Like whenever you talk about decks, not dicks, but decks.
Like pitch decks. That's what we're trying to say.
Clear what I'm talking about. Like pitch decks. And like, there's this like magnanimous power to you.
Oh, thanks.
And it scares it's pretty intimidating. And it's like something I can't do. And it's not like I need you to not do that to make me comfortable. I mean, like, wow. I have no idea what, I don't even want to do that. Like, that's not my passion. And so I just would love for you, and maybe that's me and you don't need to do this, but maybe my selfish request would be like, I want to see that when I compliment you about your body.
So it's a work in progress, but I will thank you.
Good.
I used this time, especially after that conversation that you and I had, after I needed you and I needed to like center myself, because the reason why I think that was, it happened in that timing, is because I wore a lot of hats on this thing, right? I rapped as an actor, as number three on the call sheet on day 8 that we were shooting.
Mm-hmm. That's a really big deal, just so you guys know.
Yeah. Okay. And then from day 9 onwards, I was back to being the top of the contact sheet as the lead producer.
Day 9 through what day? What was the final day?
26.
Okay. Yeah. They got you out fast.
Yeah.
And you had to just be super boss.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like, I was also trying to recenter myself and do what you're saying right now, which is like, I need to use this time in this, like, you know, position I have on paper and in this dynamic or this group of people to also build my own sense of confidence up and sense of worth up and sense of conviction up. And I shouldn't not want to celebrate, flaunt, I don't know, all of the words, but like, I remember just because I had rapped as an actor, I told myself, I'm still going to put on a decent face. I'm going to put on clothes that make me feel good. I'm going to walk onto the set, like, no, like, and not turn into this like person that people didn't see on. I didn't want there to be a difference between the person they saw on screen, working on screen and working as their boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was very helpful. And I hope anybody that's listening to this and dealing with body image issues and postpartum shit and all of this stuff is like, man, like getting back to work and like feeling like you're hitting your stride in that, in this time in a woman's life is a lot of feelings. It's a lot of feelings.
It's a lot of unpacking. It's a lot of leaning into your friends when you have just the little bit of time to do that. And I just want to return to the fact that you vented a lot and you needed to, and you needed advice. I even texted you after saying final thought, lay it down, bitch, you know, and like, just lay it down and you are queen. I really enjoyed being there for you for your ego. I'm just going to say it because, and I brought that upon myself. You didn't ask, you didn't beg, you didn't like say, just do it for me, you know, like, but at the same time, like, I think that's also really important in friendship, you know? To be there and not cheer each other on, but be like that specific kind of point of view sometimes.
Yeah. And I think also part of, and going back to your point of, you know, you didn't need certain things from me. I think whenever there's a period of time, not that there was like a lack of confidence in our friendship, it's just, but I do want to feel like I'm bringing something to the table for you. So I think maybe that was again, my own feelings of being like, oh, I'm not doing enough. That was a feeling I was having during, but now I'm saying I am accepting the fact that I did my best.
And you did enough. You gave me your freaking house.
Yes.
And Leela dug holes in the backyard. I don't know if you know.
Literally haven't even walked back out there. I have been in a hole. Literally haven't walked out into my backyard.
She just wanted to dig holes every freaking morning. We would have to watch her and be like, she has no yard etiquette. Like she's never going to get invited back. That's what I told her.
Yeah. But this is a very long, like sort of a very unfocused InstaFriends, but like, I did see that post that you posted with Susie Cabello in town. And I was like, no, I wanted to be there for that. Because I know she's more your mentee and whatnot, but I really do really feel a lot of things for Susie Cabello. And like, I've tried to work out in my head how many different ways I can finagle getting her to Los Angeles to work with me. You know what I mean? Like,
eventually, I mean, quickly we will start working for her, but I have to say, segueing to an update that we haven't really talked about, our live shows have been all about like listener guest panels, Pallavi, and you were able to catch on to a few of those. Is that correct?
I watched the first one, I think, where with the exes, can you be friends with your exes? Because it was in response to the one that we did, right? Because it was like it became a hot topic.
What did you think?
No, I liked it. I thought it was, first of all, seeing the faces of people who listen to us and not knowing that they listen to us is already like so thrilling. It's so thrilling to like see. I really like that idea. Kudos to you guys for coming up with that.
Oh, and thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. We improvised faux show, right, Anna? But at the same time, it's like, just bring it to the people. You got to just listen to what they want. And our listeners, we're so grateful for you guys. Thank you also for subscribing to our Patreon and sharing our live shows to your friends, also to the hackers. That means we've made it. If you want to watch that, it's on our Instagram. Go ahead, Pallavi.
I caught that. I was just like, what is happening right now? And then like And you actually had one of my work wife, Rose, was on the show with you, and yes, she was on
the producers on off.
Yeah. And so she, in her face, she's just like, I don't know what's happening right now.
We got hacked. I was so proud of us, but I really hope that we could continue those into the new season, because bringing it back to maybe like the evolution from like, leave us a voicemail. Why don't we just do like, come on our show and let's talk about it. And all the opinions of friendship from everyone else in one room. I feel like, you know, everyone leaves meeting a new friend too, which is pretty cool.
No, that's great. Yeah. No, I think we should definitely do that. And then like the polls that you guys were posting on Instagram, I think is what helped bring people to the conversation, right? Because it's so easy. It's one button. It's one button somebody has to push.
Well, and everybody has something to say about something, which is great. So we're just basically capitalizing on that. And then we're like, hey, come on our show. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
So that worked out. I really loved it. It was so much fun. We had Susie Caveo also guest host with me, which was really fun, because based on her trip over here, it was like, wow. I mean, she's like a intimate pandemic friend. And when we saw each other for the first time in 18 months since meeting on Zoom and working together so intensely, and then not, and just supporting each other from afar at this point, because, you know, she's going to like, again, we're going to work for her one day soon. It's like we just left off, like I just saw her for breakfast or I just saw her for dinner last night. It was just so cool. So I really loved that last live episode. You guys go check it out on our Patreon account, because it's talking about pandemic friends, and the other one about the exes. It's just like rich content.
No, I'm into it. We can be very impromptu about those things because polls take no time to create, and we can invite whoever answers them and be like, hey, do you want to just do like a quick, because I'm thinking about, you and I had talked about how can we make the Patreon even more dense, right? Mm-hmm. Like we can just do more of those instead of trying to like build up to a single live episode once a month, you know, like just involve people more. And that's essentially the name of the game that we're trying to do is, right, you know, what are friends for, building community. So yeah, I'm into it.
I am too. I'm excited. So this is the final episode. Is that correct, of our season?
Yeah. We're going to take a proper hiatus. We're still on our new home at Hoo Ha Ha, which I feel like they've taken good care of us and just kind of let us do our thing. Having the Hoo Ha Ha thing having my film greenlit at the same time, having all of it happen at the same time. I was like, oh, this is like what people want. Like, this is what we've been wanting. So now this is all my fault. How am I going to figure it out?
Now I have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now I have to figure it out. The growing pains of that. I think it was like going back to what you were saying. The confidence for me is like the fear of failing that part of it, is like not figuring it out. And it's an ongoing process. It doesn't end. So I'm just trying to like continue us giving us the space to grow. And they've given us, like Hoo Ha Ha has given us all the space.
I know, so, they're so great.
Yeah. And so next year, when we come back for season 5, we'll be, you know, doing another full season on the networks. Yeah. I think it'll be
lit.
Mm-hmm. I'm already thinking of great guests.
Ooh, tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'll put it out there. I'll manifest. So this woman named Angelina Spicer, she's a comedian, but she's also a postpartum depression advocate. And she's been like working with underserved communities in South Central and putting them on a bus that she bought, like, and put her name on it to get them to the hospitals to go get vaccinated. Like, she's incredible. And I kid you not, this is a very like serendipity moment, because I've seen her live a couple of times. And then I saw her live a couple of times by chance within the same couple of weeks, because I was invited to shows that friends of mine invited me to. And she was a comedian at both of those shows. And then literally the week after that, she was on a podcast that I listened to on NPR. I was like, am I supposed to know this woman?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like so serendipitous at that point. Just give in and invite her already.
I know. So that's definitely somebody I want to have on. And I think you would dig her. And then,
okay, my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to talk about Teresa Caputo. Okay, Teresa probably feels it right now. If you guys don't know who Teresa Caputo is, I'm so sorry. I hit her a rock, but she is the Long Island medium. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her show. And she said yes, but at a different another time. And she would love to have us on her show and maybe give us a free reading. I don't know.
She did say that. I would love to do a reading. And that she literally, she did say that. And I think we even have like Do we have it in writing? No, we may not.
No, we don't have it in writing, but we have a great verbal handshake over Zoom with, you know, with our people and her people, and the genuine sweetness of the woman that she portrays and that I've heard that she is. Like, I really hope it works out next season. She's like my big get.
Oh yeah. No, I feel like she needs to open it though, because like, I want to know what she thinks is going to happen the whole year for us. Like, is she going to do a reading? Like, how does she do a reading for two people who are friends? Like, does she evaluate us like a couple?
I don't know. I mean, it's just anything can happen. So with Teresa Caputo, anything can happen. And I love her. And I'm such a fan of her heart too. So that's a huge wish. That's a big, big one on my wish list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And finally, Paula, you.
I'm going to see if I can, and this is such a weird one, but like,
can't wait.
I want to have my prenatal chiropractor come on.
Okay. Go
His
on.
Name is Dr. Elliot Berlin.
Does he have any followers? No, I'm kidding.
Yes. Because here's the thing. It's such an LA thing. And like, he wouldn't mind me saying this. I'm about to go see him for the first time since I've been back on Friday. And I'm going to tell him, I was like, you should come on the show. Cause I've been on his show a couple of times. His show is called Informed Pregnancy because he's, you know, a good
resource. Wait a minute. I've listened to his show.
Yeah.
He's like real popular. This guy is like
really
super popular.
Really popular.
He does also breach deliveries. Okay,
he does.
I heard that episode.
Yes. Yes. So that's my prenatal chiropractor that I've been bragging about for 2 years.
Paula, that is so Hollywood of you. That is so fucking Hollywood of you to have that guy like on your speed dial and your schedule. I fucking love it. I'm going to eat my donut. Keep going.
No, but like, I'll be like on the table getting like the prep massage before the adjustment. And we'll just like talk business. It's so LA. It's so LA. And he's like talking about, oh yeah, my buddy at NBC, he's got this show, da da da. And like, he's got this condition and I can't remember the name of it, but like, he literally can't remember people's faces. Like, he doesn't remember their faces and there's a term for it. And he should come on and talk about it. Cause to this day, I think if he only knows who I am because he sees my chart before I come in, he doesn't know my face because that's actually a condition. Isn't that fascinating?
A very special episode. What are faces for?
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
That is very
fascinating. It's a weird one, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Like he's also an amateur stand-up comedian, which is also very LA of him.
Lightning wall.
A lot to do on season 5. Everyone, stay tuned. Thank you so much for this season. That's a wrap, I think. Finally, my last note for season 5, I can't wait to talk to you about. You're going to frown, but we're going to do it anyway. Whether you like it or not, just get with it, Paula V. We have to change it to social media or reality, our segment.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. The host of What Are Friends For? Love you. Thank you for being our friends by listening, our WAF fam. Paula V, finally, what are friends for?
Friends are for not needing each other, but needing everything for each other.
And then finally, friends are for ego stroking.
You guys have something to say, you want us to cover something, please call us. We have a phone number. It's 805-973-SLAY. It's 805-973-7529. It's always open. The lines are open. We're ready to talk to you. So come see us in season 5, you guys. Have a good, happy holiday. Safe holiday.
And happy new year. Bye.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This episode was produced by Team Access Productions and Fast Nickel Inc. and presented by Hoo-Ha-Ha. Our supervising producer is Philip Sench.
Our consulting producers are Kathleen Cho and Rose Harwood.
Head of production and marketing is Anna Daneker. Digital content director is Susie Cabello.
Our production assistants are Daniela Heredia Vega, Soler Olson, and Julia Kelch. Our podcast artwork is created by Aishwarya Sukesh. Original music is by Joey Sherman. Special thanks to Irresistible Force Publicity and Hari Savitala.
Don't forget to download the free Hoo Ha Ha app to listen to WAF and other exclusive women-led podcasts. And as always, please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening now. This helps our show's visibility and helps us keep making it for you.
And find us on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and even TikTok at WAF Podcast. That's WAFF Podcast. To find links to our exclusive vodcasts, live shows, shop merch, or even text us, visit WAFpodcast.com.
We truly appreciate you all checking in with us online. But you know that friend that you've been like, oh, I really haven't checked in with them in a while? Go do that.
Yeah, go do that now.